Dave, a radio play written by Evelyn Downing. Produced for the BBC Radio Theatre Group by Julia Farrow.
Dave?
Yes, Dave.
Have you seen Dave?
No, Dave.
Are you sure? Only he said he was coming this way.
Well, I haven't seen him.
Okay, keep your gills on. You do know who I mean, don't you? Dave, with the... and the really big...
Yes, I know who you mean, and I haven't seen him.
Oh. Dave?
Yes, Dave.
What are you doing?
Not a lot, just swimming.
Oh. Dave?
Yes, Dave.
Why are we all called Dave?
We've been through this.
I know, but I've been thinking.
What have you been thinking?
Well, nothing really. Well, only that... I don't know, it's probably...
Dave!
Okay, it's just that, well, it does make it kind of difficult to know who you're referring to.
No, it doesn't.
It does, though.
No, it doesn't. I know exactly who you're referring to just now.
Well, yeah, but...
Besides, we're all the same, so what does it matter?
But even if we are all the same, I am not you, and you are not me.
May as well be. We look the same, sound the same, move in the same circles, serve the same purpose.
If you say so. We don't look quite the same, though.
Have you been looking at yourself?
I may have been.
Dave, you know how dangerous that is. You can't just go around looking at yourself all the time. The tube doesn't bear thinking about.
I know, but I just wanted to see. And it turns out I'm not bad looking.
Thanks. That's really good of you to say so, but...
Hey?
Well, we look the same, so...
But we don't look the same. That's what I'm telling you.
Yes, Dave, we do.
Okay, we look nearly the same, but there are differences.
Differences?
Differences. Ways in which we are not identical. And I was thinking, maybe seeing as how we are not all the same, maybe we should have different names. I quite like Davey.
Dave, you complete lunatic! You can't talk this way. We're all called Dave for a reason, and that reason is that we're all the same, equal, interchangeable. No one Dave superior or inferior to any other Dave. We aspire to being Dave, we achieve being Dave, and we stay Dave until we go, at which point we cease to be Dave because we cease to be anything at all. That is just how it is.
But why?
Why? Why? What is this? Can you imagine what would happen if we were not all Dave? If there were Davies and Davids and Davos? Can you? It would be awful. Chaos. No one would know who they were. They would think themselves better or worse than each other. The Davies would swan around being all Davy, and the Davos would think they were better because they changed a letter instead of adding one. And the Davids, well, the Davids, well, I don't know what they would do, but I'm sure it would be bad.
Maybe.
No, Dave, there is no maybe. Look. I didn't want to have to tell you this.
Tell me what?
This may be a bit of a shock to you, but there was a time when we were not all called Dave.
I knew it!
Yes, but it was horrible. I didn't tell you because I don't like talking about it. It was a dangerous time, a time of insecurities and self-doubt. The torment of trying to work out who you were, where you fitted in, comparing, judging, constantly examining yourself physically, mentally, geographically, deciding whether you deserved more or less of everything on offer. Ugh, horrible.
Well, when you put it like that...
Exactly. Now, we will have no more of this talk. Kindly either change the subject or go away.
Okay. Dave?
Yes, Dave.
Have you seen Dave?
No, Dave.
I wonder where he went.
I don't know.
Perhaps he's in the new castle. Have you seen it? Orange and green it is, and it glows. But of course you've seen it. Perhaps Dave is in there.
I've already said I don't know.
Okay, look, I know you've been here longest and have all this wisdom and that, but really, I mean, we have to live here together, after all, and it was a simple enough question.
I know. I'm sorry. I just don't like remembering.
You miss Dave, don't you?
No.
I think you do.
No, I don't. We are all interchangeable. We are all Dave. I can't miss Dave because he hasn't gone. Dave is still here. That is the point.
I think you missed that Dave, though. The two of you were inseparable. And you've been like this ever since he went.
Like what?
Moody.
I am not.
Cantankerous. Objectionable.
I am not.
Stroppy. Quick-tempered. Argumentative. Condescending.
Okay, I miss Dave. Happy now?
Ha. So now you have to concede that we are all not the same.
Yes. No, I mean... Oh, damn it. Dave was the finest friend I ever had. We had the best conversations. Profound, metaphorical, existential, quadrilateral conversations. We talked the world to pieces and back again. Finished each other's...
Sentences?
Yeah, that. He knew things that it should not have been possible for him to know. He knew when the light would fade, the colour of the water in the morning, where those little bubbles come from and what they are made of. He even once hinted that he knew the very reason for our existence, who it was that placed us in this world. How can I not miss a friend like that?
What happened to him?
Oh, it's so hard. He just didn't see it coming. Thought it was safe. But his eyesight wasn't what it was, and he wanted to look at the... You know, got too close. I'm sorry, I'll be okay.
So he...
Yep.
Oh. Oh.
He just had to be out in front, always. Had to know he was better. But we all know the danger around the mirror. The currents created by the tube. I told him. I told him that it didn't matter. He didn't have to see that we were all the same. But he wouldn't trust my word after everything we had done together. Wouldn't trust me that someone new, younger, stripier could never take his place. It was his idea, you know.
What was?
He reasoned that we should all be Dave. That we might all be a bit more like him.
So he was the first Dave?
The first. Yes. The best.
So what was your name then?
My name? I can't remember.
Oh, come on. You don't forget something like that.
If you say so.
Come on. What was it? David? David. Davy with an I.
No.
Go on. Tell me.
No. You don't know what you're asking. We can't go back. Not now. We are all one. We are all interchangeable.
I know that. I'm just curious. I wouldn't use it or tell anyone.
Really?
Really? Please?
Oh, okay. It was Davina.
Davina?
Yes, Davina. Happy now?
Yes. Thanks. So, you're a...
Yes.
Oh. Would you like to be Davina again?
Why? What would be the point? And besides, it makes life easier, doesn't it? Heaven knows there's enough else to remember without having to relearn everyone's name all the time.
Even if it does make it kind of difficult to know who you're referring to.
No, it doesn't.
It does, though.
No, it doesn't. I knew exactly who you were referring to just now.
Well, yeah, but...
Look, I knew who you were referring to because there are only three of us goldfish. Me, you, and Dave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're clever, you.
I know. Come on, let's find Dave and do something.
Okay, what did you have in mind?
Well, I thought we could grab a bite to eat, then perhaps some swimming?
Dave, a radio play written by Evelyn Downing. Starring Leighton Narby as Dave 1 and Marley Edwards as Dave 2. Produced and edited for the BBC Radio Theatre Group by Julia Farrow.